I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 8th. Five new police officers are joining the Quincy force today, and one officer is being promoted. A ceremony will be held in the Great Hall at City Hall today at 2 p.m. Joining the department will be Abigail Barry, Michael Cronin, Huey Wynn, Yasmin Ortiz, and Mark Tarowski. In addition, Officer Lisa Devine will be promoted to sergeant. Barry most recently worked as a civilian dispatcher at the Braintree Police Department. Cronin is the son of retired Quincy Sergeant Dennis Cronin. Wynn most recently worked for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Ortiz was property manager at Faxon Commons in Quincy. And Tarowski is the son of retired Quincy Lieutenant Peter Tarowski. Wynn immigrated to the United States from Vietnam in 2011, and Ortiz is from Boston. The other candidates are all Quincy natives. They are all students at the Randolph Police Academy. Private First Class William R. Caddy of Quincy would have been 100 years old today. Caddy was killed in action during the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II on March 3, 1945, when he threw himself on a grenade to save his squad. He was 19. Caddy was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously. The Quincy Veterans Council will hold a special wreath-laying ceremony at 10:30 this morning at the World War II Memorial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Reverend Jack Swanson will offer prayers, John Connolly will offer remarks, and Donald Knight will play taps. A bouquet of flowers will be placed at Caddy Memorial Park across from Wollaston Beach later today. Caddy was a United States Marine and a Montclair native. A Team Massachusetts has officially advanced to the 2025 Little League World Series, beating New Hampshire 3-2. Team Massachusetts, comprised of young baseball players from Braintree, took to the diamond for the New England Regional Championship game against Bedford, New Hampshire last night. Braintree's team has been a formidable force this summer, remaining undefeated and not allowing a single run in the regional tournament. That is, until they faced New Hampshire. Both teams were tied 2-2 going into extra innings when Braintree walked it off on a throwaway error with bases loaded in the eighth inning. Braintree advanced through the regional tournament by crushing Maine 15-0 and shutting out Vermont 10-0. Team Massachusetts versus Team New Hampshire certainly ended up being an exciting matchup as Braintree moves on to represent Massachusetts, New England on the national stage. The game, which was broadcast on ESPN, lasted nearly 2.5 hours last night before Braintree took the win. The Tree Restaurant in Braintree held a watch party for fans who wanted to gather and cheer the team on. Schedules for the Little League World Series tournament will be released once all the teams have finished competing. An enormous black box is outside Gillette Stadium. Inside is the 12-foot statue of legendary quarterback Tom Brady that will be unveiled tonight. Brady's jersey number 12 was retired last summer as he was inducted into the team's Hall of Fame. The original plan was to unveil a 12-foot tall bronze statue during the 2024 season. Today's unveiling is a little later than owner Bob Kraft originally planned, but it will still make Brady the first player in franchise history to receive the honor of being immortalized with a bronze statue. Kraft is expected to host the ceremony with Brady in attendance prior to the Patriots' preseason game against the Washington Commanders. Brady was drafted 199th overall by the Patriots in 2000. Went on to lead the team to 6 Super Bowl titles over 20 seasons. After a short-lived retirement, he also won another Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. He retired as a player for real in 2023. Well, as rents, home prices, and inflation surge in today's highly competitive real estate market, the Boston Bureau of the FBI is warning the public about the risk of rental scams and the need to be cautious when posting and responding to advertisements for rental properties and real estate online. Rental scams occur when the victim has rental property advertised and is contacted by an interested party, once the rental price is agreed upon, the scammer forwards a check for the deposit on the rental property to the victim. That check is for housing expenses. It's either written in excess of the amount required, with the scammer asking for the remainder to be remitted back, or the check is written for the correct amount, but the scammer backs out of the rental agreement and asks for a refund. Since the banks don't usually place a hold on the funds, the victim has immediate access to them and believes the check is clear, but in the end, the check is found to be counterfeit, and the victim is held responsible by the bank for all the losses. Another type of a scam involves real estate advertised online. The scammer duplicates postings from legitimate real estate websites and then reposts the ads after altering them. Now, the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy present Open Mic Anime tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. Open mic performances will take place from 6 to 8, and then anime movie night will run from 8 to 10. The events are free and open to the public. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead here in Quincy presents Colonial Blacksmith and Colonial Tailor Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., a $10 donation is requested. The Friends of Wollaston Beach present Boots on the Beach Saturday from noon to 4, featuring the Boston Rhythm Riders. And then Monday, there's Story Time on the Beach from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Tot Lot, co-sponsored by the Thomas Crane Public Library. All the events are free and open to the public. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office and the Sharon Police Department are teaming up to host their free Summer Safety Fest at Crescent Ridge Dairy on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Interactive displays, a canine demonstration, touch a truck, and free hamburgers and hot dogs will be part of the event, and ice cream will be available for purchase. The Quincy Farmers Market is open every Sunday through October 26th. At St. Chrysostom's Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston, the market's open from 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday. Now, motorists can expect more delays along a stretch of the Bergen Parkway in Quincy today. The Quincy Traffic Department says a repaving project is continuing along Bergen Parkway between Quincy Street and the Quincy Adams T Station. Crews will be working 9 to 5 today, milling and then repaving the road. The road will remain open during the project. However, lane reductions will result in some delays. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 224. The NASDAQ rose 73. And the S&P fell 5. Asian stocks lower, while Tokyo's benchmark spiked by more than 2%. After Japanese officials said they had resolved questions over the tariff that will apply to exports to the U.S. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, oil is at $63 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are in San Diego for a series with the Padres starting at 9:40 tonight. National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny, high of 82 degrees. For tonight, patchy fog and a low in the mid-50s. Sunny tomorrow, high of 83. Sunday, hazy sunshine, a high of 89. And hot and humid Monday, high 92. Out on the water, waves 1 to 2 feet. Wind south 5 knots, become southeasterly later today. High tide 11:36 a.m. Sunrise 5:44. Sets at 7:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, August 8th.